Royal Flash by George MacDonald Fraser. Copyright 1970 by George MacDonald Fraser. This recording of the full-length reading of the Flashman series by George MacDonald Fraser was recorded by arrangement with Dutton Signet, a division of Penguin Books USA Incorporated, and was produced in 1994 by Books on Tape Incorporated, which holds the copyright thereto. Royal Flash by George MacDonald Fraser. This book is 248 pages long. The book is preceded by a dedication for Kath, again, and for Ronald Coleman, Douglas Fairbanks Jr., Errol Flynn, Basil Rathbone, Louis Hayward, Tyrone Power, and all the rest of them. The author then follows with an explanatory note. The second packet of the Flashman Papers, that great collection of manuscript discovered in a sale room in Leicestershire in 1965, continues the career of the author, Harry Flashman, from the point where the first instalment ended in the autumn of 1842. The first packet described his expulsion from Rugby School in 1839. As previously referred to in Thomas Hughes's Tom Brown's School Days, and followed his subsequent military career in England, India, and Afghanistan. The second packet covers two separate periods of several months, in 1842-43 and 1847-48. There is an intriguing four-year gap, which the author seems to indicate he has covered elsewhere in his memoirs. The present instalment is of historical importance insofar as it describes Flashman's encounters with several persons of international celebrity, including one most eminent statesman, whose character and actions may now be subjected to some reappraisal by historians. It also establishes a point of some literary interest, for there can be no doubt that a link exists between Flashman's German adventure and one of the best-selling novels in the Victorian period. As with the first packet, entrusted to me by Mr. Paget Morrison, the owner of the Flashman Papers, I have confined myself to correcting the author's occasional lapses in spelling. Where Flashman touches on known history, he is remarkably accurate, especially when one considers that he was writing in his 80s. Wherever he appears to make a minor slip, I have left it uncorrected in the text, as, for example, where he describes the pugilist Nick Ward as the champion in 1842, when in fact Ward had lost his title the previous year. But I have added such notes and comments as seemed appropriate. Like most memorialists, Flashman is vague about exact dates. Where these can be established, I have entered them in the notes.